tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Yeah. Revolution will be podcasted.
Yeah! And welcome to another fun festive episode of Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. As always, my partner in crime, Xgene, a place to be.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And in the saddle, back by popular demand, the man, the myth, the legend, the crusher on stage, man. This guy crushed on stage. My good friend, Eddie Bravo.
How are you, buddy?
Me.
Thank you. What's up?
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Life is good, huh?
Life is good.
So do you guys have a jiu-jitsu tournament coming up soon? Eddie Bravo Classic coming up?
No, Combat Jiu-Jitsu Worlds. That's my new show. That's coming up August 18th. It's going to be in Long Beach. It's going to be the 16-man tournament with Diego Sanchez, Nathan Orchard, Wagner Rocha. 16-man combat jiu-jitsu tournament, which means it's jiu-jitsu with strikes when you're on the ground. Standing up is just crazy. It's like in between MMA and jiu-jitsu tournaments. It's, as far as jiu-jitsu tournaments goes, it's the most gangster.
And you can knock somebody out.
You can knock somebody out, yes. No elbows.
No elbows?
Just palm strikes.
Okay.
Just palm strikes.
Bam!
Yeah. So
is EBI still going, or is this your new thing?
It's on hiatus right now. I'm going to establish combat jiu-jitsu world champions in every weight class first, and then we're going to go back and do some more EBI. But right now, it's just combat jiu-jitsu worlds.
Are you doing this on ESPN?
Doing it on UFC Fight Pass.
Oh, yes.
August 18th. It's going to be crazy.
Sunday? Okay, if I'm here, I'm going to come check it out, man. Dude. I love that shit.
Let's do it.
How's Scott's school going? Scott Ross, who I moved to L.A., I moved here with him. He now opened up his own school. He has a 10th planet in Ventura, and I couldn't be happier for him. I took classes with Scott, and I tapped Keenan Ivory Wayne's, and I felt like I did all I could do in that art, so I decided to move on with my life. And Scott kept going. He's got his own school now, and how's it doing?
It's doing great. It's doing great. Him and Matt Dempsey, another one of my black belts, they teamed up to run that school. We also got another school that just opened up, 10th Planet Miami, 10th Planet Colorado Springs, 10th Planet Newton, New Jersey. Yeah, they just keep popping up.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
Every time there's a new black belt, boom, they can go open their own school if they get to the point, right?
Yeah. That's, you got to awesome. Be a black belt.
That's awesome,
10th Planet black belt, specifically.
I love it. How many black belts you have?
I don't fucking know. A bunch, like 80. I don't know. I lost count.
Well, bud, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If you really wanted, you could be one of the best comics out there, man. If you really, like, grinded hard on it, you're so funny.
Thank you. I always enjoy watching you grow.
I appreciate
it. Sometimes I think I'm doing good, and then I watch Joe Rogan or Joey Diaz, and I'm like, oh, my God, I fucking suck.
Well, I mean, like, they're like the top of the top.
Yeah.
You can't really compare.
Humbling. How smooth they are.
But, dude.
You too, man. You crush every goddamn night. Every night, you know, some nights for me are good. Some are not so good. And when they're not so good, I'm thankful that you are going to close the show strong. You know, because no matter what happens in the beginning, as long as Sam goes up and closes out strong, you know, it's a beautiful thing. When we're doing Tim Four Hat comedy, you never bomb. You always smash.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Dude, it is so much fun.
Yeah.
I get on stage sometimes, I'm like, wow, I'm getting Bert Kreischer laughs. Like, you know, I'm not used to this, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've sold out three in a row, and we have some shows coming up. This weekend, we are at Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, right there.
Right, we're at Santa Cruz. We're at the DNA Comedy Club in Santa Cruz. That is a Saturday night show. I'm not correct. Saturday night.
Saturday night.
This Saturday.
We have a 7 p.m. and I guess we have a second show as well. So we have two shows. So come out, Santa Cruz. Come get weird. I'm telling you, they're the best shows, man. They're the best shows. They're so always sold out. They're always packed. And the chicks are all hot. And it's just a fun night. It's just a fun night.
Yeah. It's incredible. You know, I go up on stage not stoned. I quit smoking weed before I go on stage because weed's not good for structure and for comedy. You got to have structure. You got to know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. You got to have it laid out. Weed kind of fucks that up. You know, you can get lost up there if you're a rookie like me. But by the time we come back and do the question and answer, I'm already blitzed.
Yeah.
And weed's good for that because there is no structure in the Q&A. It's kind of just free flowing.
Just go for
it. You know,
it.
Whatever thoughts pop in your head, you could actually just dig right in. So during the Q&A, the weed is perfect. But on stage, totally clear eyed. Gotta have structure, man.
I love it, dude. It's so it much goes. Fun. At the end, we answer all your questions. So we got Santa Cruz. Then we have Harlow's, okay, and that is August 2nd. We're at Harlow's in Sacramento. And then the 9th, we are at we're at Indianapolis at 10 p.m. That's a 10 p.m. show. That's the closest I get to racing, okay?
Well, what date is the Indianapolis show?
That's a Friday. Friday.
Oh, that's a date.
August 9th at 10 p.m. Okay, and then the following day we're in St. Louis for a 4:30 show, which I like. I'm fine with that.
Is that what that is? It's a 4:30 show?
4:20.
4:20
show. Yeah, 4:20 show.
Because I have a seminar in O'Fallon, which is like a suburb of St. Louis, from 12 to 3. I didn't know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, shit. I'll still make it. We'll
make it work, dude.
We'll make it work, dude.
It's fine. You'll shower at the club.
Damn. Mm. I had no idea it was a 4:20 show. Shit. Okay. I got to move shit around.
We can make it happen. It's going to be great, dude. Jeffrey Wilson from the Conspiracy Farm will be joining us. Eddie is now joining us. And then myself and my man XG will be there. So it's going to be a good time. And so then we have after that, we have, I think it's going to happen. San Francisco is after that.
You guys need me to bust out the dates.
Yeah. Cobbs. Is after that? I have to update this.
Okay, so we got Sacramento, August 2nd at Harlow's. Yeah. You have Indianapolis, August 9th at Helium Comedy Club. St. Louis the next day, 4:20 show at Helium Club as well. Then we have Bakersfield, August 17th.
Oh, yeah, August 17th.
At Brooklyn's Barbecue. I guess they do stand up there too.
Hey, dude, we just did a video arcade. I'm fine with it.
And and then San Francisco, September 13th at Cobb's, our return. It's going to be interesting to see. That was our biggest show so far. Yeah, that was our biggest one.
Sure.
That was like almost 400.
Yeah, so. And that was on a crazy night, too.
Yeah.
It was a suicide mission.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that, man. Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at... they support Tinfoil Hat from our good friends at Manscaped, who's number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. That's right, dude. That's right. Groom them nuts. Ladies don't want to look at a Chewbacca. They don't want a wild animal down there. They want a nice presentation. If they're getting their fucking butts bleached and they're doing the runway and they're getting the Brazilians, at least you do is clean up your junk for them. And that's what Manscaped does. It's the number one in men's nut grooming, dude. You go there. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family jewels, okay? I have to trim down there all the time. I'm so afraid I have to shampoo my nuts.
Dude.
So I got to get into it. I got to shove it.
They have ball deodorant. If you put deodorant
on... Is that an issue?
If your fucking armpit smell, you don't think your balls smell?
Are you kidding? I always do an oil smell.
Smells like rotten
mayonnaise.
I like
to smell my nuts. My nuts smell good. My nuts smell good. It smells like cotton candy.
Could smell better. Could smell better.
Okay, all right. I'm going to get some of this shit. Dude, yeah. It's about time. I bet you a female scientist works at Manscaped. That's why they're coming out with fucking nuts cleaner upper, right?
She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle right? those balls
like
on Tinder.
I can't take it, dude. Yeah, dude. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Lawnmower 2.0 was an old thing. Now they got new skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick your nuts anymore. I hate that shit, man. Manscaping accents are finally done. Man, Manscaped is a proper thing. Boom! I'm going to get... it's good. These things are so precision. I'm going to get a Decepticon logo above my junk. So every time the ladies realize there's more than meets the eye, because I have a grower, not a shower, okay? Mm-hmm. So my shit sits small, ready to fight, and then boom, Action Jackson's off that. So when they see the Decepticon logo, they know fucking trouble's coming, okay? Nope, nobody's with me on that
one. I feel you.
I thought that was a good take on that. Guys, right now, our good friends at Manscaped are going to give you 20% off plus free shipping with the tinfoil, with the promo code tinfoil hat. That's right, 20% off free shipping. Use the promo code tinfoil hat at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. manscaped.com. Use the promo code tinfoil hat. I will shave my nuts on this show just to show you how good it is next time. I'll get down there and I'll just work those fucking Armenian fucking family jewels and just bam, just clean it up, dude. Make a presentation, make it look good. Maybe I'll go cornrows in that shit. I don't know.
Do a fade. Fade it up.
Or what, a black barber, put it like the fucking nativity scene in my fucking nuts or some shit. Eddie, do you clean your nuts up?
I sure do.
How often do you gotta clean your nuts?
Once a month. I trim my whole body.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Do you do it yourself or someone else?
No, I do it myself.
Oh, you get there with a little shh, 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 shh.
Yeah, just a little buzzer. I'm a hairy motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, you're Mexican, yeah. Bro.
Iranians make fun of me.
Armenians, you're the fucking Bigfoot, dude. So let's get into some stuff. Some amazing things are going on, man. What a time to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Super entertaining.
Super entertaining, oh my God, dude.
I can't wait to watch the latest video on Epstein Island. I love that shit.
Oh my God, so much is going on, yeah. And it's just watching everybody freak out is my favorite part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Netanyahu talked about this. He's like, we're going to do an investigation and find out how deep this goes. Like, you know where it goes. You know exactly where it goes. Yeah. You know exactly where it goes, man. This crazy is Mossad, shit. Dog.
Crazy shit, man.
So deep, dude.
And when you look into what Epstein was investing in and what he was interested in, he was super into AI and consciousness and, like, you know, cryogenics and, you know, immortality and all sorts of shit, you know. So who knows what? I mean, we all know that there was a lot of underage activity going on that island, but I think that's the tip of the iceberg. I think there's a lot of crazy other shit going on that we haven't really.
Oh, there's about. Way crazier, and you know, the media is really good at just framing everything.
Yeah.
So it's like they show you four girls who are underage, but they all look like grown teenagers. You know what I'm saying? Like. What we're talking about is like dark arts, preteen, like kidnapping, satanic, like ritual, sex, and death. Like, so they're parading all these white girls out, and they're like, oh, you know, they're trying to minimalize it. They never say child sex trafficking. They always say, like, sex trafficking. They never say child because they know people would flip the fuck out if they really knew what was going on. And the most amazing part of this is how still people are partisan. They still want to be partisans about this.
Yeah.
Like, they just can't admit that they backed the wrong horse. And we told you this years ago.
You know, if it comes out that they were torturing animals and puppies, oh, they would come out. Oh my God. If Epstein was torturing puppies and kittens, oh, everybody would be up in arms. But children, like, they don't even, there's no reaction when you tell people about what's going on that don't pay attention. There's just a nothing look.
Why is that? Why is it that this town was so consumed with Me Too, which is privileged white women. Yeah. Let's face it. All these women, they're all privileged, right? Coming out and complaining about their treatment on shows that they took checks for. Yeah. Okay? Fat checks.
Yeah.
Yet, and they've told us how hard it is to be them.
Yep.
And that every day they just have to go to work and they're just going to get sexually harassed every day. And it's just horrible thing. And at the end of the day, it's just like they couldn't care less about children. Yeah. And it's just unbelievable. Yeah. And it's just like sometimes I'm like, am I going too hard on this? But it's like they're kids, man.
Yeah.
They're hurting kids.
Yeah.
And I can't.
I'm telling you, test somebody. Tell them that, you know what they just found out on what Epstein was doing? He was torturing and murdering puppies. Oh, they would freak out.
Oh, they would.
Oh, that would start
they
a hashtag.
Would freak out.
Hashtag free the puppies or something. They would be all over.
Well, how about when Michael Vick got? There was more reaction to that than there's this. Only we talk like, about it. Child, only we talk about it.
Child trafficking is like not a, it doesn't do anything to people. It's like, they're just kids. It doesn't do anything.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Like the Vatican with all the shit going on, the Vatican. Yeah. No one gives a fuck.
People got more mad at me saying we should paint dick doodles on churches than they got that the priests are molesting children.
Yeah.
Like, it blows my fucking skull.
I think a big part of it is most people, and they don't know this, but most people are not looking for the truth. They're not. They're looking just to be right. They just want to be right. And they just want to win an argument. Not right. They want to win an argument. So they've been arguing with crazy conspiracy theorists like you, you know, this whole time. And then, boom, all this shit comes out about that island. And if they show true concern about what's really going on, then it makes them wrong about what they'd. So they'd rather just inside. They're hoping that it's, you know, that it just goes away.
I don't see how it does.
Yeah,
I mean, there's so much focus on this right now, and it's like the media would love to brush it off, but just thank God for the internet.
You know, big things have come up like this before. Child trafficking has come up. You know, the Franklin cover up that was in the 80s and 90s, and you know, the Bush White House was, you know, accused of, you know, having
underage boy. Yeah, they were
underage boy and all that, and nothing happened. You know, so people are saying, no, this has happened before. No one's going to jail. And that may be true. That may be true. But if you're actually paying attention, before all this came out, the Trump administration cleaned out all those guys that were covering stuff up. The whole senior level of the FBI cleaned out. Brennan, the head of the CIA, gone. The Department of Justice, a lot of people gone. All these. So now, we'll see. We're going to see now. We're going to see because if the Q plan is not real, if it's a fake or a LARP or whatever, and I don't think it is, but if it isn't, then we're fucked anyways because there is no other plan. I've said that before. The Q plan is to save the world. You either believe in it or you don't. If that's a fake plan, some kind of like maybe that's a CIA op, I don't know, to distract us from other shit, could be. I don't think it is. I don't know. I don't think it is. They would have left Epstein's island alone if, you know what I mean? Why fuck with that? Because that's going to bring down a lot of powerful people. Yeah. So why fuck with that? So I think that this is going down. It's for real. Q's real. We're right in the middle of, you know, the most important time in the country's history. I mean, right now, because this is do or die now. This is do or die. Because if all this shit fades away and no one gets arrested, you know what I mean? 9/11 happened. Everybody knows 9/11 was an inside job.
Time, right?
Nobody got busted for that. They got away with 9/11. Nobody went to jail for 9/11.
But I think I think you see a revisiting of that. I really do believe that.
Believe what? They're going to go back?
Yep.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
I mean, maybe that's just hope against hope. I mean, people have gone to jail for these things. Black Larry, the guy Larry King went to jail. I mean, people have, but it's not to the level that it should be. But I think this raises an even bigger thing is like, who was running this island? Who was running the island? Who was supplying the girls? who was all that? And it's that one woman. What is her name?
Gisdale or Ghislaine? Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell in New York. That was his main chick on the East Coast. But then you keep hearing of this name Rachel Chandler on the West Coast. So he had a West Coast girl and he had a East Coast girl. And I listened to the written deposition of one of the accusers, and she gives the whole story, her whole story, how she got recruited by Maxwell, and you know, talking about having multiple sexual relations with both of them. She said Maxwell, the girl's totally into girls, so the girls that she brings in, she fucks them too. That's what this girl was saying in her deposition. And the one interesting thing that she said, and she said she, you know, Epstein multiple times, Ghislaine Maxwell a bunch of times, Prince Andrew.
Oh, she's claiming, yeah,
she's claiming
sure,
Prince
yeah.
Andrew. She's got pictures of him. I don't know if it's true. But the one crazy thing that she said that was the super interesting is because everybody knows that Bill Clinton supposedly went 26 times, right? She said that she saw him on the island, but she never fucked him. She said that. She could have easily thrown him under the bus. She goes, Epstein never had me fuck him. You know, but then you listen to Kathy O'Brien's testimony, and she's an old school whistleblower who was raised in child trafficking. She's probably one of the most famous former child trafficked persons than people ever. Kathy O'Brien, look her up. She says she said that Bill Clinton, she said a lot of shit. You got to go listen to it. I don't even want to get into it. Because she said Kathy O'Brien said Bill Clinton is 80% gay. He mostly was with boys and a little bit with girls. Kathy O'Brien said, I had a few sexual relations with Bill Clinton. And she said Hillary Clinton, mostly into chicks, into guys a little bit. She said she was with Hillary Clinton way more than Bill. So,
well, we've heard that before.
Yeah, so when you hear this other testimony, the Epstein testimony, it's interesting that she says that she never did anything with Bill. Interesting. Who knows if it's true? Who knows? But
All I know is that whenever you bring this up, everybody just sits there. Well, you know, Trump was friends with him too. And listen, dude. If Trump did it, throw him in there too. Okay. But you'd have to be a real idiot to bring this all up and then to be a part of it.
Well, the Trump story is that he ratted on Epstein. That's the truth. I mean, that's the story is he banned Epstein from the Mar-a-Lago resort, little golf club, for life for messing with an underage girl. That's the story. And then he voluntarily went to the FBI and gave them additional information that was used in that case. And so that was like 2007, 2008.
The victim's lawyer said he's the only one that helped. He's the only one who showed up.
Yeah, so when you look at it like that, could the inside story, the real story, be that the reason, like one of the main reasons that everybody tried to bury Trump, the media, the intelligence agencies. They gave him the worst shit. How do you smear someone? Russian agent, fake accusations of rape, Russian hookers pissing on you.
Wants to have sex with his daughter.
Yeah, all that shit. They gave him they're going after his taxes. That's like the worst shit. Go after someone's taxes, accuse him of being a Russian spy, have people accusing him of rape. They're going after him big time. So, maybe they all knew that if this motherfucker becomes president, he hates Epstein. He's going to go after that dude, and we're all fucked.
Well, maybe it all had to do with Epstein. Hillary did say that, dude. Hillary did say if he gets elected, we're all going to be hanging.
Maybe they knew he was going to go after Epstein. Maybe they knew that. Maybe that's what this is. This is what this is all about.
Listen, you know, so they bring up that supposedly he used to walk in on the Miss America, and you can jump in anytime you want, Aaron. The Miss America, and supposedly there were some 15-year-olds. He did Miss Teen America. And listen, that's not right. I think we all agree on that. That's not right. But you guys are comparing it to, like, the rape and murder of children. the rape and murder of children. Now, there is a case that Epstein and Trump were brought up, but those charges were dropped. That's all I know. I you know, and again, if he is a part of it, then he should get his too. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. If you were part of something, why would you bring the case up? Why would you arrest the guy that could bring you down? I mean, this other shit. I mean, they keep parading these women out saying he did this, he did that, and it all goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, who's that actress that they brought out that was like 60 and she was like crazy? Yeah. And that lasted like a week.
Yep. She like said some crazy shit on Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
She just started going, she started saying something like, I think girls like rape. I think they like it. It's a turn on. It's sexy. She started talking some crazy shit like that.
Fuck.
You know, wouldn't it be smart for Trump and the people behind him to actually get crazy girls and have them accuse Trump of rape and then have them go on CNN
and
then be crazy? Wouldn't that be smart? And then after a while, like, people just don't even pay attention. Yeah. People don't even pay attention to that. Some girl accused Trump of rape, and people don't even the mainstream media don't even care anymore because they know it's
third
retarded.
Person. I mean, and
they're going after Trump with
that,
the heavy
like that
shit.
Porn star was a part of the NXIVM cult. They literally
Stormy
found
Daniels?
A tweet. She goes, the tweet is, I think I just joined a cult. A guy saw her at a party that was there. It's like all part of this shit, man.
Yeah,
it's all part of this thing. It's so deep. Yeah. So when Epstein gets convicted, and he's going to get convicted, that will be the...
He's going down for sure. The question is,
who's going
will
with them?
Celebrities... Like, there must have been tons of celebrities and powerful politicians. I mean, Prince Andrew, he's being accused.
Kevin Spacey.
Alan Dershowitz.
Look up...
Alan Dershowitz went on Fox to, like, you know, plead his case.
Like, he's crazy. He's like, give me... open up the case. I'm like... And you're like, dude, you know you're a part of this, dude. What are you doing? And that's it. It's like when Tiger Woods was telling everybody he wanted drug testing in golf. And it was so obvious he was fucking roiding up. I mean, look at how fucking stacked that...
Tiger Woods?
Yeah,
really?
Dude.
I didn't know that.
Oh, for sure,
he's ripped?
Man.
Can we find a picture of Tiger Woods being ripped?
Oh, back in the day, he fucking yoked.
Jacked. Okay.
I'm going to get a ton of shit. The whole thing, this whole podcast today... It's going to be, I said, Tiger Woods is a fucking yoker and he does steroids. This is what Tiger Woods needs to win. He needs steroids, Vicodins, and fucking pancake house waitress pussy. That's what is the ingredients that gets Tiger fucking winning tournaments. Fucking Nike, you should put out that shit. Nope, nobody's with me on that one. Okay. So this lady that he worked with, let me find her name real quick.
Tiger Woods?
No. Our man Epstein.
No buff picture of Tiger Woods?
There's no.
Nothing? I think you're wrong.
Come on, he was shredded, dude.
I never thought of Tiger Woods as being athletic at all.
Really?
No.
Dude, he used to like bench like 450.
Oh, shit. Okay. He wears loose polo shirts, so you can't tell.
Max, hold on. I'm just trying to find this chick. What's her name? No. What's her name? Hey, what's her name, Aaron? Dude, rude. What, are you sleeping over there? Epstein. Maxwell. Here we go. Ba-ba.
That's as big as he is. That's not buff.
Dude, he's ripped. He was ripped. He used to be ripped. Oh, yeah. Jesseline Maxwell. Okay. Her father was Robert Maxwell.
Yes.
Who became this giant media tycoon and basically controlled the media.
Yeah, and so that's Jesseline Maxwell's father... They say he has ties to British intelligence. Who knows?
And Mossad.
And he has two other daughters who basically invented search engines. They're high level Silicon Valley. Two. So Ghislaine's sisters, two of them, and one of them is married to what's his name? One of them is married to a guy whose father was Jack Parsons' partner. So there's like mad connections.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So let's see.
Elites on. Marry elites. Didn't like Nikki Hilton marry a Rothschild, Aaron?
Okay, so
Aaron. Dude, what do you mean? Go back to that picture. He's yoked. Go back. Look at that. Right there. The blue. No, go down. Dude, look at him. He's yoked.
No.
Dude, he's jacked. Yeah, dude, that's pretty jacked. For a golfer?
For a golfer, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's a little jacked.
Yeah, so she's basically... And Robert Maxwell was so big that he was believed to be a Mossad agent. And he was actually so crazy, they thought he was trying to blackmail Mossad. I think that's the thing. And he ended up getting murdered in 1991. He was like on his yacht and he just came up dead. And so she's always been connected to that shit.
Yeah.
And like his temple, like that building on Epstein's Island.
Yeah, what is that?
It looks dome. Like the Temple Mount or something. Like it's like this famous building in Israel.
Really?
Yeah, it's really crazy. But it's not, dude, it's really crazy. It's all the same people.
And you know, the same CIA. Q keeps talking about the security cameras at Epstein's Island. Like that is going to... That's going to crush people. And it's crazy how over the last couple months they've been really pushing that deep fake technology.
Oh, right? Dude, 100%.
They're pushing that. And they're making videos of like, look what's going, like deep fake videos and making and talking about how the government is worried that it's going to be used, that technology is going to be used.
And you know it's going to be used
politically.
For.
Yep. You know what I mean?
You know what's going to be used for? When that video of Hillary in that snuff film comes out.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. That's a deep fake video. It's so obvious.
Yep. So this is what they're saying. Altered videos have also been criticized for their potential to mislead, especially in politics or technology.
Oh, so that's
so they're prepared. They're preparing.
With Nancy Pelosi, right?
Yep.
With that whole thing where they slowed it down and he's like, oh, look, she's drunk. And it was just him slowing down the video. And then everybody went nuts. This is all theater.
Yeah.
Because they know that video's out there. And when it drops.
They're gonna claim deep fake.
Yep. That's exactly what they're going to do, dude.
Yep.
This was all blackmail at the highest level, dude.
Yep.
It is all meant to get these
deep
people.
Deep fake shit. Came out all of a sudden because before this deepfake stuff, which looks great, they like a year ago they had like it was sort of deepfake, but it looked like shit. Like you could tell right away it was fake.
The ones we see on Instagram are made by people at their house. Imagine people that are like software engineers that are actually doing it right. Like the one that they made for you, Sam, that looked like you. I was like, holy shit. And that was just someone that probably did in like 20, 30
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah. How do you do that? I'd do that in a heartbeat. They do that with porn, they say now. You can take any chick's face, put it on your favorite porn actress, and now she's doing porn.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not such a bad world, huh?
Yeah.
Finally used for good, not evil. So it's been blackmail. It's all blackmail. And a long time ago, I read this thing. It was on Reddit, so you know it's true. And it was basically that. This whole thing started because MI5 found out that Israel and Epstein and Mossad were blackmailing Prince Andrew.
Mm.
And that's what kicked us off. And then they ran to CIA. And CIA, that's why they arrested him the first time.
That's why they arrested who?
Epstein the first time. Was like, hey, leave fucking Prince Andrew alone. And now this thing has been revisited. And now it's so funny to listen to people try to really like convince themselves Robert Mueller's a good person.
Yeah.
Because he is a garbage man. Yeah. He's a treasonous garbage man.
Yeah.
Okay? He's garbage, dude. Look what he did with the 9/11 investigation. Look what he did with Russian collusion. Look who gave the Russians uranium. Look who gave the Russians uranium. Hey, Robert Mueller walked shit
Robert
over.
Robert Mueller became the director of the FBI like 2 weeks before 9/11.
It's a coincidence.
You know, I knew from the grappling world, from the martial arts world, I knew this guy who's in the FBI, and maybe 8-9 years ago or something, he smoked weed, and we were in a hotel room with like three other guys smoking weed, and this dude's in the FBI. And I asked him I wanted to see what he thought about 9/11. And I said, what do you think? You think it was an inside job? Because you know what? I was on bucket patrol. They flew us out, and our job was to walk around buckets and look for evidence. That's all I did. And I go, how many towers went down at free fall speed? He said, 2. I go, you don't know about Tower 7? He goes, Tower 7? That he didn't even know about. He's in the FBI, and he didn't even know about Tower 7 falling at free fall speed. Like a controlled demolition. And then I talked to him, and he was being really honest with me. He's like, really? And I said, dude, they had a lot of, Enron was in that building, CIA was in that building, all this high-level shit. Building. And he's like, this is just like friends talking, smoking weed. He said, yeah, that makes sense. You blow up all the evidence.
Yeah.
That's all he said.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, he didn't even know about Tower 7. And he made a logic. He goes, yeah, that's what you do. You'd blow up. He goes, that was probably the command center where they were coordinating everything.
We had Ole Demigard on, and he said that everybody that helped make 9/11 happen that wasn't like lower level, they told him, hey, man, go meet us at Building 7. We're going to go watch this thing go down. And when they were all in there, boom, they collapsed it on him. And got rid of the witnesses.
So people died in Tower 7?
Yeah.
I thought it was all cleared out.
Well, that's what this guy, Ole Demigard, said.
Yeah, he knows a lot. I like that guy. But Tower 7 went down like hours after the other two. Like after everything was like, you know, the dust had settled a bit, you know.
How about that reporter who said that the tower went down and it's standing right behind her?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, dude, these are just like, these things just don't happen.
Yeah.
You know, these.
Nobody got in trouble for 9/11. Nobody.
I'm hoping that day will come.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody got in trouble for JFK, and it's so obvious.
Yeah. You know, science says that Tower 7 collapsed at free fall speed because of normal office fires. That was the scientific analysis. So when people say, why don't you believe in science? I go, I believe in science. I believe in science, real factual science. You know, just, you know, I don't believe in pseudoscience or crazy theories. You know, I need proof. You know, it's like science is so broad. It's like,
question
it's
everything.
Like, it's like, you don't like music, dude? You don't like music? Like, I don't like most music.
Yeah.
But I do like some music.
Yeah.
You know, like music is like, what do you mean I don't like music? Just because I don't like all this shit doesn't mean I don't like music.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And how many times does science lie to us?
Science is real. Like, real science is real.
Yeah.
But how easy is it to lie about science? Tobacco science, marijuana science, Tower 7 science. What about all that science? That's and you know, and all these theories, you know, like the theory of relativity. It's called the theory of relativity. It's still a theory. No, they proved it. No.
100%.
It's a theory.
I mean, dude, scientists are just like anybody else. They want to make a dollar.
You know what?
They want to be famous. Yep. They want to bang chicks out of their league.
And who's paying their checks, you know?
That's the whole thing. Who funded it?
You are.
We are.
No.
We are paying
not
for
all
science.
The time. Sometimes corporations fund these science investigations.
They don't pay taxes.
These experiments, what are they called, Aaron? Trials, okay?
Yeah, but generally, scientists, they work at universities or whatever, and they're getting paid by tax dollars, right? So you can't just say whatever the fuck you want to say. You get fucking cut right out.
I mean, dude,
it's not like you become a scientist and then you go to the mall and open up a shop and go, dude, I'm here to fucking create science for you guys. And then you pay a scientist and he does experiments for you. Exactly. It doesn't work like that.
But you can't do that with LSD or those drugs. They don't let you. They don't even let you test them out, do any trials on people because they just don't. They won't fund it.
Yeah.
You try to do anywhere, they won't fund it.
They only fund stuff
they want.
They will only fund it if they know the outcome will help their bottom line.
When corporations fund science, that's the most crooked of all science. A corporation like pesticide companies, I don't want to name any names, but they've been busted paying scientists to say that certain chemicals are fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when a corporation is paying for a science, that's worse than the government paying for it.
Yeah.
Because they want you to keep experimenting until you get the results that we're looking for, which are safe and effective. That's what they're looking for, safe and effective.
I mean, you know, all these weapons that make the world a more dangerous place, the 5G, whatever, these are all made by scientists, right? These are all like the chemicals in our food that give us cancer. Those are all made by scientists, okay? Those are done on purpose to fucking spread cancer, to thin the herd, do all that stuff. We have a cure for cancer, man. We have a cure for cancer. There are people who have cured cancer, and guess what happens?
I know someone. I know someone who cured his own cancer. He had rectum cancer. I don't know if that's the proper word. Is there another word like
rectal cancer?
Rectal cancer, and he got on the Gerson therapy. Gerson, which is basically juicing certain vegetables and fruit, I guess. 8 times a day, and then you do coffee enemas in between coffee enema, juice, coffee.
Sounds like
coffee
a party,
man. And he killed it within 6 months.
Yeah. People, it's out there. That's why everyone's like, I'm gonna march for. I'm like, I don't do it anymore. You really want to make a change? Let's all just try to get as much money as we can and see. Give $1 billion to the first scientist who comes out with the cure for AIDS, the cure for cancer. Give these guys $1 billion. You'll see people coming out real quick with that stuff. But it's all population control. They say if you cured cancer, the U.S. economy would crash.
You know, I will say this, though. I have another friend, my best friend, James Watson. We moved to Hollywood together back in 91 to conquer the music business. He ended up getting cancer, and he went through all the conventional stuff, the radiation and all that stuff and chemotherapy, and it fucked him up, but it you know, this was back in 97. It fucked him up physically, like he's blind in one eye, and he's not as nearly as mobile as he should be, but his brain still works. He still talked to him all the time, and he went through the conventional way of curing cancer, and it worked. And he's, you know, that was like 22 years ago. So
that was scary back then.
You know,
it was bad.
So chemo and radiation, I mean, it does have a success rate, you know, but my other friend, Javi Vasquez, who cured cancer on his own, he's 100% healthy.
Yeah.
And he had stage 3 cancer. It was hardcore. And he killed it with diet, fruits and vegetables and coffee enemas. All day.
I'm not saying don't trust science. Just question everything.
Yeah.
I don't care if you like the president, you don't like the president, question everything. You don't like the show, you like the show, question everything. If we get something wrong, let me know. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to learn. You know what I'm saying?
You know, what do you think of this whole dumbass Area 51 shit? People think because I'm a conspiracy theorist that I believe in aliens and UFOs. They got me wrong. They don't know the real.
I know you're not in the space at all.
No.
I used to be.
I was balls deep in UFOs and aliens. You know, I thought, look, the government's, you know, there's evidence that the government's trying to cover up the existence of aliens and crashed UFOs. It's got to be real. And then, like, William Cooper realized it. Oh, okay, that's the trick. They want us to believe. It's high-level trickery right there. They're pretending to cover it up when they really don't want to cover it up. Look at all the movies. Look at all that shit. Like E.T., 2001. They push space big time. So for all you guys out there, I'm not going to Area 51. I don't have any.
Why?
Like they're going to storm in and they're going to find a fight. It could be a big distraction for what's going on.
There's so many better things to storm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Storm the Vatican.
Yeah.
Storm storm the Federal Reserve. If they do have technology there, because aliens and UFOs are two different things. Aliens are, we're from a different dimension, we're from a different part of the galaxy. UFOs are just unidentified flying objects. So those could be
man-made,
the super technology, advanced technology.
Yeah.
So whatever they have there is way beyond anything we have. And they'll just...
And you're not going to get in.
Yeah.
The fuck, you're not going to get in. You swear like they'll be like, oh, like there's 20,000 people here. Just come in then.
I think it's one of the biggest distractions ever. That's some desperation going on right now. I wouldn't be surprised if that was all organized and started by the deep state.
I wouldn't doubt it either.
Yeah. Storm Area 51. That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
September 20th. Fucking still
They're telling. Yeah,
let them know it.
If by the one in a trillion chance they really do have crashed UFOs there, you think they're gonna just keep them there if like a million people show up?
Oh, by the way, Area 51 is almost a distraction. The real shit is in a mountain 10 miles away that's been hollowed out.
I think it's just all a trick to make us believe in a, because you can't have a fake alien invasion without space. You can't have a fake alien invasion without the belief in infinite space and aliens and the Big Bang and all that shit's all connected. It's all about the one world government. It's all about the one world government. Nothing quicker. Nothing. There's no other way, really. That we could usher in the new world order. No better way, no faster way than a fake alien invasion. That's what this is all about. I mean, who knows? Maybe all this Trump, Epstein, Q, maybe all that is a distraction from the real truth. And the real truth is what we're on and who made this. Who do you think
made it?
A god? Some higher intelligence? Some divine intelligence, obviously we know the elite. A lot of them, like at the highest levels, they're Satanists. And the elite, the beings at the high level, they have all the latest technology. They have the secret knowledge. They know way more than the peasants, for sure. Peasants don't know shit. They know it. So if they know all this shit and they're doing satanic rituals with children and the Vatican's fucking insane and all this Luciferianism and paganism, all this shit, they're doing that, then there has to be a God. There has to be. Why else would they be worshiping the fallen angel if he didn't fall from nowhere? It doesn't make any sense. Someone had to create us. We didn't come from nothing. Like the Big Bang, people just believe that shit. People don't even know that a priest invented the Big Bang theory. A priest, not a scientist, a priest. Maybe he was a scientist too, but you know what? He was a priest. I think it all comes from infinite space, aliens, and all that shit.
Do you think we live under a dome?
I don't know, but it's hard to find the truth being a peasant because I don't have access to, high-level technology. I can't go up in space. I don't want, people say, why don't you go up in space? Like, dude, are you kidding? Are you kidding? They'll kill me. They'll kill anybody. So we have to figure it out for ourselves. And I do it by a process of elimination, basically. We start with, what is CNN saying? Okay, that's not it. All right, by process of elimination, whatever they're pushing, it's not the truth. So now we're on have a better direction, a better idea, and then you just go by what we know. What do we know for sure? We know that there's this magnetic force in the north that all compasses point to. That we wouldn't be where we're at right now without compasses. Compasses, without compasses, you get lost in the ocean. How would you fucking know where you're at? they figure it out that no matter where you're at, this compass is going to point to the north. So for a fact, there's this force in the north. Okay, we know that. And then also for a fact, we know that Polaris, the North Star, is right over the North Pole. And it just so happens that it's fixed and it stays over the North Pole. So we know that. And then when you look at time-lapse pictures of space, all the stars are rotating around Polaris. You know, it looks different, like in the south a little bit, because who knows if what is, I mean, people say that, you know, the belief that we're in some kind of enclosed system or a dome is retarded, but they still can't explain how there can exist a vacuum of space and then gas pressure without a barrier. Nobody can explain that. How is space an infinite vacuum? It's the opposite of this. We have gas pressure here. You can't have an infinite vacuum and gas pressure without some kind of barrier. It's impossible. And then some people say they're just theorizing. Well, the higher you get, the thinner the air is. So at some point it gets so thin, it turns into a vacuum. It's not how vacuums work. You need a barrier. That's a theory. That's bullshit. But there's no scientific lab on Earth where you can show an example of a vacuum next to gas pressure without a barrier. So when we know, there's like stuff we know for sure. And on another thing I know for sure is that the sun and the moon are on the same path. I know that because I pay attention. You know, people don't pay attention to the moon because it's on the same path as the sun, but it's slower. It's a slower path. And if you pay attention, the next, like we know that every day at noon, depending on what season you are, like let's just say we're in summer now. Every day at noon, the sun is going to be in pretty much the same spot. Yeah. In the winter, every day at noon, the sun's going to be in a different spot because it's winter, right? But in the summer, every day. But the moon, although it's on the same path, is the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. It's in the same fucking path. But since it's slower, every night you look at the moon every night at the same time, like from the same spot, because it's perspective is tough. Because sometimes you'd be on that freeway and go, oh, look, the moon's over there now. But then when you get home, it's, oh, why is it over there? It's perspective. So when you're doing your own moon observations, you got to be in this exact same spot to really get an idea of what the moon is doing. So every night, you look at the moon at 10 o'clock at night. It's going to be slightly more to the east. And then the next night, it's going to be over there at the same time. And then the next night, it's going to be over there. But the sun is going like this. And the moon's going like this. Sun, you calculate. Oh, the sun, it looks like it's, you know, it's almost setting. It's probably 5:30. You already calculate. You could guess at what time it is by looking at the sun. The moon, you can't. Because the moon is slower. It's on a different cycle. It's on a 28-day cycle. And think about this. If the moon is caught in Earth's orbit and it's rotating around the Earth. And the sun is caught in the Earth is caught in the sun's rotation. How is it that the sun and the moon are on the same path? They're on the same fucking path. You know the odds of that happening? The moon would be on a whole different path than the sun. It's doing the exact same thing on the sun on the flat Earth model. If a flat Earth model, it's like this, and this is the North Pole right here, and this is it right here, and it's the ice wall. The North in the flat Earth model, the North is the center. Polaris, boom, wherever you go, you know where the North is. The sun and the moon go around the Earth like this in a clockwork fashion. Sun's faster than the moon. On the flat, so if you pay attention to the moon, people don't pay attention to the moon. They just look up. Like you ask 99% of the people, what is the difference between the sun's path and the moon's path? They won't even know. They're just because when you look at the moon, you go out at night, you get in your car, you look at the moon, and it's just there. You're not keeping track of it. No one keeps track of it. You know what I mean? So that's what I know for sure. And then what else do I know? I know the moon missions were faked. I know there's no pictures of fucking space. They're all CGI, and they admit this. They say, oh, satellites can't take pictures. They take strips of data, and then we have to get a CGI artist. I'm like, okay. So right there, I'm like, dude, none of this shit makes sense, man.
Right.
None of this shit makes sense. Why would I believe anything coming from liars? Well, you know what I mean? Why? So I just go by, I don't know. I'm just going by process of elimination. What are we raised with? We're raised with space, kids, space. Red flag. Why do they want to get kids with space so hard? Because I know that's when the indoctrination sets in as kids. Same thing with religion. You got to get you want your kid to be Catholic? Shit, you better get him when he's a kid. You better tell him about God and hell and all that shit and take him to church. Shit. 90% of the time, that motherfucker going to be Catholic. You know what I mean? No one chooses their religion, generally. They're the religion of their parents, and their parents are the religion of their parents.
That's crazier.
Super indoctrination, right?
Yeah. Religion's the only thing you allow your parents to pick for
and
you.
And look what they're doing to the kids. They're shoving dinosaurs and space down their throat. And the dinosaurs, it's part of the New World Order. It's part of it. It's part of space because it shows evolution. It shows, oh, look, evolution is real. It started with the Big Bang, and everyone fucking believes that. Zero evidence. No one knows anything about fucking the Big Bang theory. But if you say you believe in it, you're considered a smart person. You don't know shit about it. You know nothing about it. Out of nothing, everything just came about and just exploded. Where's the evidence? There's no fucking evidence of that.
It's magic.
So shut the fuck up with this fucking Big Bang theory shit.
Magic. That's
you have
magic.
No evidence, and you like cling on to it with zero evidence. You didn't even know that a priest came up with that shit. Yeah, I did. You know what I mean? So I just go by what I know. I know the sun and the moon are doing the exact same thing. They're going around this fucking plane in a clockwork fashion. The middle of this thing we live on, highly magnetic. Fucking, there's a star over it that just stays there. That magnetism must be strong as shit. And all the other stars are going around it. That's science when you're looking at time-lapse photography. That's science. There's one direction all the stars are going. They're going around. They're not going zig. They're not like zigzagging. But according to mainstream science, you know, there should be at least four motions of the stars because, you know, we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour on our own axis. And then we go around the sun at 60,000 miles an hour. And then the sun goes around the center of the Milky Way at 600,000 miles an hour. And then the Milky Way shooting through the universe at 1,000,000 miles an hour. There should be time elapsed photography with the stars doing all the zigzaggy shit. Zigzaggy shit. We see the Big Dipper year round. We see that year round. We shouldn't see that in 6 months. We shouldn't see that in 6 months. Every 6 months, there should be a completely different look at the stars. It should be totally different.
Based on the act.
So it goes on forever, dude. The sun, 93 million miles an hour. People just eat that shit up. They have no idea how they figured it out. Give me a list of 10 scientists that figured that out and tell me how they figured it out. Nobody can do that. And people believe that. They gave me three scientists that figured out that the sun is 93 million miles away and then tell me how they did it. No one knows. They just believe it. No one knows. They just, it's not even, it says it on Google. I looked at Google. Even DuckDuckGo says it, bro. You know? So I don't know shit. I just don't trust liars. That's just me. It's not that I believe crazy shit. It's that I don't believe the stupid shit coming from mainstream science that has no proof, zero proof.
A Scientologist, a fucking a Satanist, and a Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Basically invented.
Yeah.
And just think about that. Just think about those two people, L. Ron Hubbard and Walt Disney, and what they created after that. These giant multi-million dollar companies that just make money, dude, and money and money. It's almost like they're set up to succeed because they're part of this giant money grab that I honestly believe NASA is.
You know what's crazy? You'll notice this. You go to the movies every now and then?
Yeah.
So the when you go to a movie, you think you could escape shit. Like, we're trying to keep, Coca-Cola. Oh, even though I love Coca-Cola, and I just try to keep it limited to, like, one a month. I just had one, like, one a month. You can't keep Coca-Cola from your kids. It's everywhere. You take them to the movies. They're gonna. My son is like, can I get a Coca-Cola? They know what they're doing, and the entertainment. When you go watch a movie, they always show you the world. They always show you a ball Earth, like Universal. Yep. They always show you that ball Earth, like right before the movie. Boom! They show it to you. But since Neil deGrasse Tyson came out and said that Earth is actually an oblate spheroid. It's kind of like, it's like a ball like this, you know, like a ball that's been smashed like that. He says it's chubbier at the edges. Dude, they're showing oblate spheroids before every movie now. Go to the arc light. It's not painted out as Earth, like the Universal Studios logo, which is actual Earth, and you see the fucking curvature, and it looks just like that shit that they're showing you on the internet, like that's real with like the arms of the ISS and all that shit. It's just like that picture. But now they're showing you oblate spheroids before every movie.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
It's a pair.
And you got to play ball to get to those places.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
You know what technology fucking impresses me right now? You know what? Fuck, dude. Waze, getting directions anywhere. Like before I go to work, I go 1314 South Grand Avenue. Boom. And there's like four or five different ways to get there. And it'll tell you exact, like instantly how to get there. How the fuck did they figure that out? I have no idea, but I think about it, and I have no idea how they figured it out. But my guess is there's not like a satellite like filming the traffic. They don't need that. You know what all they need?
People.
Cell phones.
Yeah, people they on top of each other.
I think they got like a map, and they could see all the cell phones. And instantly, if you like the computer probably says, hey, you see like the 10,
yeah.
Right? You'll have like, it's like blasted with cell phones, right? So they go, shit, this one's red. So automatically it just turns red if there's a certain amount of cell phones, right? But, you know, but it shows you how to get to your destination, like through side streets, dude, all this shit that I would have never figured out, all these different side streets. It's amazing. So I think it's really easy. This is just my guess. I don't know. This is just me guessing that they're just keeping track of all the cell phone signals, and if they could, the computer, whatever they have, like a supercomputer or whatever, if you're here and you're trying to get to 1314 South Grand Avenue in downtown Los Angeles, 10th Planet HQ, that the side streets are easy for them. It's just like, I think the computer program is like, how do I get from here to here through all these roads with the least amount of cell phones? Right, boom. This is the path. It's like a maze. And it'll that little thing instantly, that's the least amount of cell phones. So that's the quickest way. And it tells you, you're going to be there in 39 minutes.
Pretty like, right.
What?
Pretty right on.
What?
Yep.
What? That's incredible shit, dude. Waze? Or I don't even use Waze. I just use whatever my iPhone has. All the time I go, it's usually, how do I get to work? Boom. And it shows me the way.
You still ask it? It doesn't just tell you where you're going now?
No, you got to tell. You got to ask. You just say directions to.
Dude, 13, no, but you
he doesn't have
phone?
A clue how to use Waze.
Waze is. What do you do with Waze?
No, right now on Mondays it knows exactly I come here. So when I get in my car, I unlock it and I put in fucking Google Maps and it'll tell me on the way to ATC. It already knows where I'm going.
Whoa, crazy!
Like it knows where I go Mondays. It knows where I go Tuesdays.
Have you ever tried using the program that comes with your iPhone instead of Waze?
No, that's the one that knows. The Google Maps is the one that knows.
He can't use Waze. You remember that? He got lost.
Yeah, remember I got lost.
Yeah, I don't use Waze. My wife does. I don't. I just say directions to 1314 South Grand.
What do you do on Siri?
Whatever the iPhone is, I just press the button. It is Siri. Whatever it is. It's crazy shit, right?
I think also Waze works with big oil to make you drive around. So you use up more gas. There's been times I'm like, why did it tell me to come this way? And that might fit in what you're talking about with less cell phones.
I think it'd be easy. You just go by cell phone signal. I don't know, though. That's my guess. I have no idea. No one knows how. Most people don't have an idea of how that shit works, but it's fucking amazing.
That shit's amazing. I mean, dude, Uber has a better system for finding you than 911.
Yeah,
and they won't give it. They won't give the technology to the cops so they can figure out where to go.
Dude, Uber's the best shit ever, dude. As soon as it gets to the point where it's so cheap that you'd be stupid to buy a car, like an Uber ride, you know, like half an hour ride is like $4. Can you imagine it's $4 or $5 to drive a half an hour?
What are we off gas,
dude? It's like, what do we need a car for?
Well, that's where they want you to get to.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the cool thing about it is you can get on your phone and handle emails and handle business, you know, when you have a driver, you know? Yeah, I'm digging. Ooh, I like that. See, that's the kind of technology I like. I like that science.
Well, you can do that with Tesla now, a little bit.
Fuck Teslas.
You hate Teslas. Yeah,
they break down. It takes 6 months to fix them because there's no mechanics for them. It's a big problem. I have a friend who some dude smashed his windshield. It's going to take him 6 months to fix that windshield. Because there's like a lot of shit that goes along with it.
Do they give you a car to drive?
It's a big problem. Cyborg, the female MMA fighter, she had a big problem with her Tesla. You know, big problem. When it breaks down, shit, who's going to fix it? Who's
going to fix it? Only Tesla. I'm pretty sure every tool. You know, like BMW has a special tool. I bet you they won't even sell you the tool that you need to.
Yeah.
Just Tesla.
Yeah, but what
are
you
going to
do with that tool?
Because you got to go.
You won't know what the fuck to do.
Exactly. They want you to go back to them. Tesla wants you to. They want you to be the whole thing. You fix it, you buy it, you get a new one, you fix it, you buy it. Just like Apple. Just the way Apple has it. Apple's had us on their ass for how long? When's the last time you didn't have an Apple phone?
Yeah, I don't know.
Once you get a Tesla, you probably don't go back.
So badly.
Once you get a Tesla, you don't go back.
You know those RFID chips that people are scared of? They're going to put a chip inside you and track you and everything. What if that was a distraction to scare people and to, like, they don't even know that what we really wanted is for you to have an iPhone. Fucking that RFID chip, that probably is garbage compared to this.
Oh, yeah.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with the fucking chip?
Why would they need that have this?
That's way better.
You ever lose this? People freak out.
Like, I'm not going to fucking let them implant me. I'm like, dude, they already implanted
you. Yeah, you're already cyborg.
Yeah. So you get to the point quick, like, don't write anything on your phone. Don't say anything that is incriminating. That's
too
late.
Too late. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I don't care. That's why I'm brutally honest on stage. Because I'm like, fuck, I might.
When is that going to happen? When do you think, like, because everyone's worried about the NSA gathering footage of you jerking off to porn, right? Everyone's worried.
They have that.
Yeah, everybody's worried about that.
Fucking volumes of it.
But, dude, but when are we going to start hearing person after person, you know, like it gets released to the, you know, to the public, like all your jack off footage and like an hour download, you know what I mean? Or like YouTube videos, like they're going to put it on YouTube or. How are they going to release that? When are they going to, where are they going to release that shit to?
I think everybody's biggest fear is it'll be used to blackmail you. I think that's about it. I mean, unless you're doing some shady shit.
Yeah, but when is that going to come? You haven't heard of anybody who had a bunch of footage of themselves jerking off to porn gets released and it ruins their life. Like, I haven't heard. I mean, everyone's worried about that, right? Everybody's worried. You're jerking off to your phone. You're like, mother. So you kind of turn
the camera.
It's like you kind of turn your phone sideways, right? Jerk off like that, right? They can't see shit. They don't have a side camera.
I just watch weird shit and just let it run so the guy at the NSA has to watch that over and over again, dude. Let it fucking roll, dude. Let it roll, dude. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We live in interesting times, man. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I mean, we told these people over and over again what was going on, and they all thought we were crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I just don't understand why people are like, conspiracy theories, they're stupid, they're idiots. What do you mean?
They just want to win arguments. That's all.
No, they just don't want to admit that they were wrong.
Exactly.
That they don't have a good bullshit meter. And that they might be a part of this system that's doing bad things to everybody. Meaning, if you're really rich and it's all going good, and then it's like you have to stop and go, am I part of something that is bringing pain and suffering to the world? Nobody wants to rock the boat. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you have to go, okay, do I have to get engaged and try to make a difference? Or can I just be, you know, blissfully ignorant and just keep going along and not have to give a fuck. Because a reckoning is coming. You can't put out this energy to the world and just be like, and not expect blowback at all. Whether it's us invading other countries and bombing the fuck out of them for oil, or, you know, we convincing ourselves that, you know, the first family who used to be president of this country, most likely involved with a high-level satanic child sex trafficking ring at the highest levels.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, Anthony Weiner doesn't go to jail for getting a picture from a 15-year-old. You don't go to jail for that when you're Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
You go to jail because something on your fucking laptop was fucking so bad they had to throw you in jail.
Yeah.
They had to throw you in. Dude, when I was in Brooklyn, they were saying, oh, he drinks coffee over there. I was going to go over there and fuck that dude up. Fucking film this XG. Watch me punch Anthony Weiner in the fucking face. I'll do a couple fucking months in jail, come out a fucking champion. Fuck that dude, man. If you had that video on your computer, you're a piece of shit.
What video?
Hillary and Uma Abedin fucking killing that girl.
So you think that's real?
I do.
Send me a YouTube link. I want to see more. I want to see more about it.
Well, do you know that there was this whole rash of all these New York PD cops killing themselves? Four cops that killed themselves were involved with this case.
Ooh.
And one was the police chief who was about to retire. And he was the one who said that what he saw on his
I heard about that, yeah.
Was so bad.
That's the guy that killed himself.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what they need to do, the deep state right now? Forget about fucking Area 51. Forget about that shit. All they got to do is... I don't even want to say this because I can get in trouble for this, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear, just like the police chief from New York City, he killed himself?
Yeah, suicide.
I wouldn't be surprised if something similar happened to him and they blame it on Trump. Dude.
Who?
All they got to do, because right now.
Who happens trying to who?
What was that?
Who gets suicided? Epstein.
I bet they're going to try to kill him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then blame it on Trump. That would be the smartest thing they could do, right? Because they right now people are thinking that Trump and Epstein are homeboys. They're actually thinking that because of what the media is putting out there, right?
Yeah,
They're not actually putting out the fact that he ratted on Epstein, went to the FBI and gave them information that he banned Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago golf club. You know what I mean? They're not putting that out there. They scrubbed all the pictures of Bill Clinton and Epstein. You go on the internet, you can't find them. But the first ones that pop up, the first ones that pop up are ones with Trump and Epstein. Like, you know what I mean? So it's a good time for them. I wouldn't doubt if they got to get rid of Epstein.
Oh, right? They thought that was happening during the blackout. They thought that's what was going down.
Yeah, they gotta keep him alive.
Well, I think you're gonna see. I mean, we'll see. I just history says it's not gonna be what it needs to be, but you could see a lot of people offing themselves, dude.
Yeah,
a lot of people in this town too. Because look at Bill Cosby, man. Nobody that used to be syndicated everywhere, the Cosby Show. It would be played all the time on Sundays and on TV land. Mm-hmm. Gone. That's gone. All those people that own that product making no more royalties off it. So you have all these giant, I'm not even going to say his name, but that giant director who's like, rumor is a violent pedophile. That dude gets taken down. All the movies, some of the biggest movies in the history of this country would no longer be consumed, and that money would be gone.
Yeah,
gone.
And you, man, look at how Hollywood is going. Like after Trump, like they fucking hate. Like listen to like Eminem, fucking Robert De Niro. All these actors are going after him.
It's unbelievable to me.
Interesting, right? Isn't it interesting?
No, it's super. It sucks, man. It really sucks, especially when this town gave Bryan Singer his movie that he directed a fucking Oscar. What movie was that? Queen, whatever that was.
The story of Queen, the one that came out last
year?
Yeah. What was wrong with that movie?
Bryan Singer was the original director of the movie. He directed most of it.
And who is he?
He's been accused of pedophilia forever.
Really? Recently?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just paid some people out.
He got arrested?
No. He's still working. Mm. Still working, dude. Mm. They gave his movie an Oscar. Mm. It's unbelievable to me. Why are we politicizing pedophilia? Why? Only poor pedos go to jail. That's what I think, man. It sucks.
So far.
These people all need to be taken down. Just gutted.
Every time Q ends a post with "these people are stupid" or "these people are sick," I hear Trump saying that. Like, I feel like that's Trump, right? Like, these people are
Here's
stupid.
What I've learned from Q that I wouldn't have learned if he hadn't put it out, or whoever. North Korea was a CIA basic fucking puppet government thing that the fucking CIA ran, and Trump cut that out.
I called that on JRE.
Okay. I didn't know that Facebook was in turmoil. You know, we found that out through Q, and all of that was true.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have known that fucking, what else came out?
All the Epstein Island stuff. Q was saying, this is coming. He's not out of the woods yet. And look at it's all coming down now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been right enough. What I can't stand, and we got to wrap it up here, is when people go, oh, it got debunked. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
You just heard that from...
Where'd you hear that from? CNN?
Yeah, who told
That's
you that?
That's all you got to look into. If you... Because it's difficult, really difficult to self-analyze and to figure out that you're hypnotized. It's really, really hard. I mean, it is. Look at all these zombies walking around. The way you figure out, I go, fuck, am I a zombie? Am I a zombie sheep? The way you figure it out is you... watch CNN for 1 hour. And if you agree with everything they're saying, you are hypnotized. You need to get deprogrammed, because that's all it is. Like, are your views matching the views of CNN? If they are, you're hypnotized. It's simple. It's really simple.
Remember when you said the Pope was going to have a bad...
Self-analyze.
A bad month? And then, like, all those priests just stepped down.
The Q proofs are endless. They're endless. I mean, all the stuff that's going on right now, I know more about DC than I've ever known ever. I know just as much about DC as I know about Game of Thrones. I know the characters. I know all their names. I follow it every day. I listen to new DC shit every day. Not only Q posts, but I also like watching the Dan Bongino podcast. He gives a more mainstream view of Q stuff. He never brings up Q, has nothing to do with Q, but he's basically reporting on what Q has been talking about. Like, he's like 6 months behind. So I like watching that. And then I always look at the headlines on my phone. I love reading the headlines on my phone, because all the headlines on my phone, I go, oh, that's not true. Okay, another lie. Cool, 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 cool. All this is bullshit. Okay.
Yep.
So I know it's bullshit.
I just stopped looking.
Process of elimination, baby.
I get my news from the conspiracy.
What is Washington Post saying?
Subreddit. Okay? That's where I get my news from. The subreddit on the conspiracy subreddit on Reddit. That's where I get my news.
I like the Corbett report.
Corbett's
SGT report. X22 report. Fuck. Awesome. I listen to X22 every day. Bless the Teach is awesome. Praying Medic. He was on your podcast. What else? I mean, if you just stick to that, Dan Bongino will give you a mainstream version of what's going on, which is, I mean, he's all over it. I love Dan Bongino. You listen to those six or seven podcasts that I mentioned, and you will know what's going on in DC pretty well. I go watch congressional hearings and shit and know exactly what's going on. I know what's going on.
It's crazy.
I'm all over this shit every day. You don't have to have a PhD to have the ability to follow what's going on. They don't want people to follow anything. They don't want people to know what the fuck is going on. Most people are walking around and they have no idea what's going on in D.C. All they do is read the headlines on their phone and that's it. That's it. They don't know. It's so complex. All this shit that's going on behind the scenes, and then you finally realize who the good people are in politics, like Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Devin Nunes, and you're like, okay, you can tell who is truthful and who's full of shit. You can tell. They're not all full of shit. If they were all full of shit and they were all on the same team, there would be no need for blackmail. Nobody would be getting suicided.
But there are some Republicans who are definitely...
No, and it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. It isn't. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Put a gun to my head. I'll be conservative. You know what I mean? Put a gun to my head, I'm Republican. But I'm neither. But the left has gotten so dark and insane and retarded that it's pushing everybody to the right. You know what I mean? You know,
I
like the you know, conservative values. You know, when I was a kid, I thought it was all bullshit. But, you know, the less government, I'm down for less government. You know, the Second Amendment, fuck yeah, I'm down with that. Christian moral values. You know what? I'd rather have Christian moral values than fucking this, you know, Desmond the transgender values. You know what I mean?
I think
kid,
that I
you know,
think they're
ridiculous.
Throwing the game. I think they're doing it on purpose.
It sounds like they're someone trying to get fired.
Yeah, well, they're trying to get people to stop wanting to be liberals.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing that scares me. It's so bad and so obvious that I'm like, damn, what if that's the trick? The trick is to make everyone want a military regime because it seems that way. It seems like Q's.
Well, social justice warriors want, like, to bomb the fuck out of everybody because, you know, somebody's gassing their people. So they want, because somebody's and we're wrapping up here, because somebody's gassing their people, we should go bomb them. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, how's that saving them? So they're getting gassed, which we find out over and over again is a lie. It's not true. The people we're paying, ISIS, they're on our payroll.
Yeah.
They're gassing everybody. And what's going on is Trump just, and they're like, okay, I don't get the game plan, but maybe he has to do this to play ball. I don't know. But he sold Saudi Arabia all these weapons. We know they funded 9/11. And we know that those weapons are going to go to two things. Go to either keep the genocide in Yemen going and to ISIS, who will eventually use it on our own troops at some point. And that makes me sad. And ever since JFK got assassinated, a dark, dark force has taken over this country. And I'm hoping that this might be the
this is our last hope.
I'm hoping because they're
the
running
plan
into the
is
ground.
It's the only plan. There is no other plan to save the world. That's the only plan. And, you know, the mainstream media is against it. So that's a good sign that it's legit and powerful.
They lie to you all the time. Yeah. Stop defending them. My girlfriend can't stop watching it. I just come home every day, MSNBC's on. I'm like, they're lying to you. Brian Williams is a liar. He's a known liar.
Yeah.
Why are you listening to anything he says? Why does he perk up when we bomb people? Because the people signing his checks are warmongers. Stop it. Stop relying on corporations to give you your news because they're lying to you. Eddie Bravo, I love you with all my heart.
Love you too, dog.
You're the fucking G amongst G's.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll do it again soon. I love you guys. We'll talk. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.